Oh, I love that. You are you changing things up next? Oh, of course. Of course, don't hold anything back. Oh, please. Please. Oh my God, are you teasing me? Oh, the thought of that. Oh, at a time like this. Really? You cannot be. You don't look so okay. No. Oh, it doesn't look so fine to me. You're looking like really dazed out. No, baby. Baby, you don't gotta shake off those feelings, you know? You're not exactly sounding all that confident right now. No. No, I'm not teasing you. I'm being serious. I mean, okay, if you're sure you want to continue on now. Seriously, you're shaking right now. We can stop if you aren't fully into this. Okay, if it's about what I'm feeling right now is concern for you. Like, please, do I need a safe word for you to stop? No, I'm not. I'm worried for you. Far more than could be outweighed otherwise. Please. Please, can we stop this for now? Thank you. Drink some of this water for me, all right? And take some really deep breaths afterwards, all right? Yeah, like, in, out, in, out, in, out, just like that, all right? What would you like from me right now? Do you want me to be here for you? Or would you rather be left alone for a while? Yeah, of course I'd want to be here with you. Look, something's clearly got you messed up so suddenly, and if there's anything that I can do to help remedy that, please just let me do it. Hey, come on, you don't need to pull a stoic act right now and brush me off. You're very clearly not fine right now. And if it's something that just happened with us fucking, then that's a conversation worth having between us, you know? I mean, even if it's not now, if you want me to stop pestering you and... No! Oh, you're not a bad person at all. Baby, what's making you feel that way? Hey, you're not hurting me at all. Okay, well, yeah, maybe it does physically. But emotionally speaking, it doesn't. Okay. Shh, you are spiraling right now. Take my hands and breathe with me for a little, okay? What's that? You are not abusing me. You have, you know, don't know, you've never been abusive to me. Trust me, I know what abuse looks like. Nothing in here, or, well, anywhere with you has felt abusive to me. You've always been so great at communication to make sure that you're not stepping over any lines. Hell, you, like, abusive people don't tend to do this kind of thing right here, where we're talking. No, no, like, hey, look at me. Do I look like I'm afraid of you? No, this is me caring for you, being worried about you, being here and wanting to do my best to get you out of this. I love you. No, you're not hurting me. And I am so lucky to be here with you. It's okay. It's okay. Just let these tears out. Yeah, I can hold you close. I can just hold me as tight as you need, okay? Just let me hold you. You know, everything we were just doing right now, none of it was crossing a barrier for me, okay? And, like, very rarely does anything end up getting to the point that I actually need to use our safe word. And those times I have, you have been great at stopping whatever it was, making sure I was cared for and helping me recover. You know, I feel so safe whenever I'm with you. And I know that whenever I submit to you, there's no need for me to worry. And I can fully let myself go because you never take that for granted. You always keep me cared for and protected no matter how our play goes. And I'm so lucky to have a dominant who cares for my safety like that during play. You are, like, you are so sweet, so caring, so lovely, and you are not what your fears and anxieties are telling you that you are right now. I love you so much, and I don't feel scared of you. And everything we do in here is something that I really enjoy doing, especially when it's with you. I couldn't ask for a better person to do all this stuff with. Yes, really. I truly mean all of that. No, no problem, baby. Yeah, I mean, I honestly was hoping you'd say you want to stay like this for longer, because I'm not sure I was fully, you know, feeling up to diving right back in, you know? Yeah, I mean, it's fair to say that the dom drop isn't exactly like the sexiest thing on my end. Hey, can I ask you about something? Like, why did you want to keep on going through that? Like, I had to do a little bit of talking you down there, just... It just feels concerning for me. Like, no, it's okay. You can, like, take your time to answer if you want, or like, we can just wait until later to answer. Hey, you don't have to bear with all of that just for my sake. I don't want to have you forcing your way through the guilt just for my enjoyment. Like, I mean, that's only going to make all of this even worse for you, and it's just going to inevitably have things, like, blow up between us. Yeah, it's only fun if both of us are enjoying it after all. And besides, all those feelings, you can't just simply, like, will them away and bear down through the full force of them, and over time, that's just going to ruin doming for you. And I know that's something you really enjoy, at least. Like, hey, I don't want you doing that, okay? A safe word, it's not just for me to use, you know? Well, like, was it anything in particular that set off these feelings, which we should try and avoid in the future? It was just, like, normal stuff, and it just sprung up on its own. Yeah, I get that. Like, sometimes shit just springs up when it normally doesn't. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's a pattern, you know, sometimes one-offs just happen. Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying next time we try, it won't necessarily spring up again. And if it does, I'm always here for you, okay? Whether it's something that needs a large amount of comfort or a little bit of reassurance, I'm always here to pick you back up, baby. Like, we're both here for each other, right? Yeah. You'll be able to handle it no problem after a while. You've absolutely got this. I know you're strong. Definitely strong enough for that. And speaking of being strong, don't act all tough and try to hide your feelings away from me, okay? Like, even if it's a situation like this when you're scared of like being abusive, I can handle those types of feelings if we talk it through like this together, all right? What? Well, if we're not gonna be continuing with that for now. Okay, I got it. I'm gonna really grab my laptop here and get the two of us comfortable, cuddled up under these blankets, and then we're gonna watch Spider-Verse. Again, yes, hey, name a more preferable pick-me-up movie. Exactly, Spider-Verse it is. But does that sound good to you? Great. And, okay, we got plenty of water. Probably don't need to grab more right now. So I think let's just start the movie. Let's get comfortable.